One, and we're
Zero.
on zero. People might hear a little bit of my one. Just in case the segments start with me saying one, it's because I'm hitting record, because we count down.
Yes, we always count
We
down,
say
and then
one.
when we watch Life on Mars, we have to say go, so we know that we're pressing the button at the right time. So,
Exactly. We
but
watch
you're the only
Life
one
on Mars.
pressing a button today, dear. So
It's
you
just
can
me.
say 3, 2, 0 if you like.
I can. I just want to make sure you know when we're on the air.
1, 2, 5. True, sir.
Three, sir. Three, sorry.
Oh,
Okay.
hello. We've gone from Cash in the Attic to Bargain Hunt here at
Bargain
the
Hunt's on.
Podcast-a-thon, starring the odious David Dickinson.
Yeah. Oh, I this see, this is the part I hate the most, his stupid little glasses that he wears down on
I
the end of his
know.
nose.
Yeah. And then we're at the part now where the auctioneer says, "Oh no,
Oh, this
oh
is a
no no."
piece of crap. And
You
in fact,
know,
they've got
this
the
might
big
be
piece
the
of crap.
one. This might be the show that I'm always talking about and have never seen since this thing. They hate this thing, and if I'm not mistaken, this like big chest,
The big
it makes
box?
like 600 pounds.
What the? Spoiler!
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll be
But I'm
busy.
so excited, I can't help it.
All right, let's move on to our
We'll
thing.
let you know.
We'll
Oh,
let you guys know in the
can
next
I
half
make
hour.
my quick announcement about my challenge to myself?
Oh, all right. I thought you were gonna not do it, but yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I am going to do
All
it.
right, well then do it.
We've got to, we're in the 24 hours now, but we've got until Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. I am going to open up TextTwist. As you all know, people, I am a TextTwist addict.
Yes.
I'm going to start playing TextTwist and keep it running throughout the day. I will not play while we are podcasting.
Right.
But
In between
I'm
segments.
giving myself a goal. My goal is 2 million points. I have hit 1.2 million, so it is doable.
It's
If
doable.
I hit 2 million points, I'm making an extra pledge, an extra donation to the American Cancer Society. I just
Woohoo!
want everyone to know
Yay!
that.
Oh yeah,
Wish me luck.
that's something we haven't actually mentioned. We're podcasting for
Oh
charity, and it's the American
yeah,
Cancer
we're not
Society.
just doing this as a
I assume most people who are
pastime,
listening
people.
actually know that, but just in case. We're gonna start a topic that'll that will spread out throughout the day. A few episodes ago, Bette sort of offhandedly mentioned her list of 10 people living or dead that she would invite to dinner, and I think people might be familiar with this game. You just make a list of 10 people living or dead that you would like to invite to dinner. It's
This is
pretty
kind of like a
simple.
desert island game, you
Yeah,
know.
like the
When all else fails,
desert island
you go to the
discs.
dinner guests.
Exactly. So, we thought I so I thought that would be kind of fun. We've never actually talked about our 10 people, so I thought we would do that throughout the day. So we'll just like I'll do one and Bette will do one, and then a little later on we'll do another couple of people that we're inviting to dinner. So let's start with who'd be the first person you would invite?
Well, the first person that's
First
always
person
on
that's
my
on your
list,
list.
yeah, the
Yeah.
first person who's always on my list, and I've published him a couple of times before, and people tend to giggle, but I can't imagine anybody who would not want to invite Jesus to dinner.
Yeah, you
What an
gotta.
interesting person to just sit
You would
down
never run
and,
out of wine.
get his. That was so obvious, I did not see it
I
coming
think
at
I've
all.
even made the joke before.
But you know, just get his ideas. Say, is this really what you were on about? And
Exactly.
what do you think
What do you
about
think of,
what happened?
what do you think
And
about
you
all
know,
these crazy
how
people, Jesus?
disappointed are you?
Yeah.
And you know, was he really your dad?
Yeah.
Can you let us in on that?
Yeah, come
I know
on.
you don't like to talk about it,
Exactly.
but could you just tell me?
He'll just answer cryptically. He'll just
And you
say,
know,
if
he
you
could
have
sit at the
faith,
head
it
of the
is so, or
table
whatever.
and bless us. And
See,
I'd
that's
love
nice.
to.
You got
I'd
the
love to
blessing
have
built in.
Jesus to dinner. Yeah.
That's good. All right, well, that's a good answer. It's a perfectly valid answer. Jesus, I think, would
Huh.
be, Jesus would be fun at a party.
Lampshade on the head.
Exactly. Well, when I made my list,
Linda
I was.
Survivor duty.
When I made my list, the number one criteria was that I wanted people who could tell great stories.
That's good.
People who were going to be a lot of fun to be with and who would tell great stories. So, the first person, this is, they're not in any order, but the first person on my list actually is Jack Benny.
Oh,
I think Jack would have lots of
fun.
Jack Benny
would be fun to have dinner with.
He'd be a hoot
because
and a
he's funny and from everything that you read, contrary to his persona, very kind.
Very kind, very generous from what I've heard.
I think he would be very, yeah.
And he could bring his violin and play it for us. We could tease him, but we would mean it nicely, cuz he actually was not a bad violin player. He just sort of, it's just like everything else on his show. It was all made up for his character. He's real funny. Tons and tons and tons of good stories about vaudeville and George and Gracie and stuff like that. So that would be a lot of fun. And I listened to his radio show. Not when it first aired, but you know, I listened to MP3s of it, so I could ask him about episodes. Remember that episode where such and such happened? And did you really hate Fred Allen and things? But Jack would be fun. I wouldn't invite his wife, Mary Livingston, because from everything I've heard, she could be kind of a bitch and ooh, never liked parties anyway. So.
Oh, well, that's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. He was very outgoing, and she was very introverted.
Oh.
So I wouldn't invite her.
He probably
I would hope that Jack would come without her.
Yeah. Well, no spouses are invited to my party.
Mm-mm.
It's just a table with us.
Out
in the back.
So that's just a little taste of our dinner party. Oh, it'd be fun if we could have this dinner party together. We'd have 20 people.
Ooh.
Unless we have some overlap. We might have some overlap. I don't think we're going to have any overlap. We might.
I bet we don't. My guess is no.
I can think of one person on my list that might overlap with yours.
Okay.
And it's not Jack Benny.
Okay. No, I didn't even think of Jack Benny, but it's a very, very good.
Jack would be a lot of fun at a party, and I'd call him Jackson. Like Phil Harris always did. Jackson.
Oh,
more
that
coffee,
feels.
Jackson. Can I get you a cigar?
Phil could be the entertainment. He could sing smoke that cigarette.
Philzy.
And the Bare Necessities.
Look for the Bare Necessities. The
okay, now let's see if these dudes, let's see if this is what I'm thinking it is. I always thought it was a blue team that had the chest.
We can't watch while we podcast.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sit here and watch. I'm just going to, it's time, so I'm going to keep my eye peeled.
Yeah, you keep your eye on it. These are the guys with the chest, or these are the guys with that stupid plate?
Well, I think they had the plate. They had the plate, too. They had the plate, too. But
oh, they had both?
Also had the chest.
They had the chest and the plate?
Yes. And a chest plate.
Chest plate. Plate chest. That little plate
yes,
chest.
He's married.
Do we have anything else for the segment, or should we just sign it off? I'd just as soon watch Bargain Hunt.
Well, what do you want to do?
I think that's enough for this segment.
Okay, yeah. You got two people. You got half a dinner, two-twentieths of a dinner party.
Two-twentieths of a dinner party.
Could you ask for more?
Exactly. Bat's going to play, Beth's going to play Text Twist the whole day. I think we're going to have one segment later on where it's just Beth playing Text Twist and me playing my little slot machine game.
Or your guitar. Ooh.
I do have my guitar. I don't really want to play it. I suppose I could, though.
Watch the tape board go backwards.
I reckon I could. Yeah, I know.
I rescind my pledge.
Exactly. I could play, but I'll play my slot machine game. That'll be
okay,
fun.
That'll be good.
And I'll think up an appropriate, if I hit a certain amount, I'll pledge a certain amount.
Oh, okay. That sounds like
it's
a deal.
All fake money, so it's not like I'm getting real winnings. Otherwise, I would pledge a lot more.
Yeah. Textris doesn't even, not even the pretense, so you just get points.
Exactly.
No dollar signs in Textris at all.
Nothing.
You do it for the love, man.
Okay, so they...
They paid £135 for that stupid-ass thing.
Is that for the plate?
No. Oh, God.
Just for the chest?
Well, they couldn't have paid much for the plate if they paid $135 for this. Looks like a piece of wick
for
or
something.
Well, they made a $15 profit.
£15
on it?
Oh,
okay,
profit.
Now here's the. Okay, listen, people. Here's the chest.
Oh,
okay. They bought
the chest.
I think this
bucks.
Is it.
All right. I gotta stop this though, so I can.
Okay.
All right, gang. We will be back in the next half hour. Oh, Dishy's sending something to me. She's fucking hailing me. I got up at 8 and it took 20 minutes for me to figure out Skype. Okay. Gang, we'll be back in the next half hour. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be
okay.
back.
Bye.
Bye.